Planning for a safe Labor Day weekend picnic. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. Experts say if you don't want your weekend cookout to make people sick, you have to plan ahead for safety. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
It's Labor Day week already, when millions of us cook out and have picnics, and also some of us get sick from some sort of food-related illness. One key to not having that happen is very simple.
Plan ahead.
That's Tina Haynes with the Agriculture Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline. She says the whole idea about planning these picnics is to prevent bacteria from getting a foothold on some of our food, and then getting a foothold on us. First, if you are grilling burgers, whether to eat at home or take to the picnic, you need to plan to have and use a meat thermometer.
A hamburger can look brown on the outside, but not be done on the inside. The only way to know is if you check the temperature, and it should reach at least 160 degrees.
In the center of the burger. Next, in the planning,
think about how you're going to transport the food.
To keep bacteria at bay, you have to keep the cold foods cold, hot foods hot, and keep none of the perishable foods at outdoor or room temperature for very long. And so,
you may want to think about how long it's going to take you to get to your picnic, because you can't leave perishable food out for more than 2 hours. So that may have to be chilled and then reheated.
And it's only 1 hour out if the temperature is 90 degrees or above. So chances are you have coolers and containers to put the foods in. And if you are taking raw meat and poultry,
you want to make sure you don't cross-contaminate, that somehow you've protected the potato salad or deviled eggs from getting juices from the meat on them. And then that may mean packing them in a separate cooler.
Finally, Tina Haynes says your picnic planning really should include finding out if there's a source of clean water out at the picnic site. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And that meat and poultry hotline is 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.